lost hope, and then I went to church, and it all changed, praise God. And that's so vital in this hour of discouragement and heartache and trials and temptation. Amen. That if you're not careful, if you live your life in the world and don't, you know, for the world, and don't have church and the worship of God, then the world will be your God. I said, then the world will be your God. Amen. I'm glad there's a holy place. Let me read this to you, and you just bear with me here just a minute, and we'll go to class here just shortly. Good to have all the visitors this morning, and good to see you. The Lord is good to us, and I want you to look with a verse with me in the book of Matthew, if I can find it, 12th chapter, I believe. Now, the scripture says, at that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were hungry, and he began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. Now, I want you to notice, when the Pharisees saw it, now, I don't know exactly how they saw this, them going through the corn and, you know, the trails, the roads, you know, we didn't have that like it is now. But a lot of times the corn would be planted on both sides of the path. And so, you know, I don't know if he took a shortcut, Brother Zane, down through the cornfield. But it was on the Sabbath day, which the Jewish law, the Sabbath was very holy day. And so they took the law and you know what Christ did? They considered it labor and working. Yeah. And so, and of course, they had their own little rules that they'd made. They didn't wash their hands, you know, and so they were watching him go through the field. But I want, here's what I really love this. Amen. Christ, the Pharisees saw it, and they said to him, "Behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day." But notice what Jesus said to them. He said, "But he said unto them, have ye not read what David did when he was hungry and they that were with him?" Amen. Have you not read what David did when he was hungry? I don't know. I'll tell you, this world, amen, is hungry this morning. Now, do you understand what I'm saying? You may be in this house. I've got a feeling that there's some hungry folks in this house here. You worked and labored and tried and done everything in your power this week to fill that void in your heart, and it just didn't work. And so David had men with him, and the incidents, of course, and I've mentioned this before, but the incidents was Saul was chasing David, and he was going to kill him. Jealousy and rage and yeah. And evil, amen. And Saul's, that spirit got on him. And how many's been out there in the world this week and feel like Saul's been chasing you? The world, you get on the job. If you really live for God, amen, those on the job, they won't appreciate that. Not all of them, most of them won't. If you don't laugh and joke and talk and drink and cuss around with them, then they think you're just, you know, they'll persecute you if you're not careful. Amen. And that's what was happening to David. He was persecuted by Saul, amen, through jealousy and evil in his heart. And so he fled for his very life. And as he traveled, and those that had joined along with him, amen, they got hungry. They were famished. They'd been days without food. And the Bible said, Jesus rehearsing this to him, said how he entered into the house of God, and he did eat the shewbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priest. Amen. Have you not read in the law how that on the Sabbath day the priests in the temple, amen, profane the Sabbath and are blameless? Amen. But I say unto you, amen, and I love this. I hope you'll help me, church, just a minute. But Jesus said to you that in this place is one greater than the temple. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, who is he talking about there? Amen. You see, the law had its restrictions. Here's a hungry man with men that were innocent, that were running from a wicked king, and they had nowhere to find bread. So they ran into the house of God, and David asked the priest, do you have any bread? Amen. Yes, we have bread that is true bread. It is holy bread. And in the law, only the priest can eat the bread. Amen. It reminds me of the holy place. Amen. Only the high priest could go into the holiest of holies. But the Bible said the veil was ripped. Amen. In twain from top to bottom. And now God invites every one of us, men and women, boys and girls, amen, rich and poor, amen, to come into the holy place and eat those things that before had been unlawful. But Christ was telling those Pharisees, that law is about done with. I am here to fulfill the law. I'm here to fill hungry men's hearts, even on the Sabbath day. Hallelujah.
I just hope you'll help me hear this a little bit this morning. I'll tell you what, we need a revival. It is a dark hour, but I want you to notice, listen to me now. Amen. Help me, church. Amen. I want you to know that in the situation you're in, the desperate situation you're in. How many's in a desperate situation this morning? Brother, I am. I'm in a desperate situation. You say, what in the world's wrong? I don't have time to tell it all this morning. Huh? The devil, amen, he is alive. I've got a message I might work on. I'm going to title it, The Devil's Alive, But He's Not Well. Hallelujah. Amen. He's on his last leg. He's got a terminal illness. He's got a horrible head wound. Amen. Amen. He's been wounded by the heel of the Savior. Amen. On Calvary's hill. Amen. He's had but a short time. Amen. Might as well call hospice in. Amen. He's not going to be with us much longer. I know he's alive. Brother, he still, amen, haunts and persecutes. Amen. And this world will drive you nuts. Aren't you glad you can go into the house of God? Amen. And ask the question, is there any bread in this house? Oh, it's holy bread, but you can have it. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Man, I tell you, when I got saved, amen, it amazed me just how liberal God was to pass out to an old sinner boy like me. Never read my Bible, had never knelt my knee in prayer. And all of a sudden, one day, Brother Tommy, I knelt and asked God to save me. And brother, he made me a king right in the first day. Amen. He made me a priest. Amen. And a lot of folks said, well, he'll never make it or this or that. But the Lord said, I've got holy bread here. And I know you're a common man, but I'm going to give uncommon bread to a common man. And he made us kings and priests. Amen. Come on now. Are you in this house today? And you're hungry in your soul. You've tried everything in the sun. Amen. To satisfy. Come on into the house of God. Amen. Pull on up to the table. Hallelujah.
Was that an amen? How many remembers what else David asked for when he went into that temple? Sister Hilda, do you remember reading this story? He asked for bread. What else did he ask for? He asked for a sword. Is there a weapon in this house? Hey, I'm going to come. I'm very observant. You may not think because I'm up here, you think I'm half asleep, but I'm very observant. This is my flock. Amen. When you're a shepherd, you keep, you make sure there's no disease or none's needs feeding or none's wounded. You just watch them as they come in the door. Amen. I've got my own children are here, and you know, and a pastor and a father, and you look at them, you look at their countenance, you look at how they're getting in. Are they clapping their hands? Are they praising God? Are they tearing at the altar? How many knows what I'm saying? Amen. I tell you, we come to the house of God this morning. There's two critical things we need. We need bread to survive, and we need a sword to fight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you something. It is in the house of God. I feel like preaching to you a little. Amen. I'm not discouraged with church. Amen. I know some are, but I'm not discouraged with church. I'm going to go to the house of God, for there's bread in my Father's house and to spare. There's bread for little children. Amen. That are growing up. There's bread for teenage boys. Amen. That are facing the devil. There's bread for moms and dads. There's bread for elders that have lost their companion and are facing death. Hallelujah! Go into the house of God. Amen. And eat of the shewbread. Hallelujah. How many remembers the weapon that was in the house of God? Anybody remember the sword that was there? Who did it belong to? Huh? Goliath. It wasn't any ordinary sword. It was, I don't know, I guess the Bible told how big it was. I can't remember. But David, that little old rock, knocked the devil down. And then he ran up there. How many remembers he ran up, put his foot on the chest of that big 10-foot man. A little gory now. He cut his head off. What's the chance now that giant ever giving him a moment's trouble? Huh? None. That's right. I tell you what, I don't know exactly how long it had been since David had wielded that sword. Amen. But he still remembered that sword. He said, you got Goliath's sword in here? There's not another like it in all the land. That's what he said. Amen. I'll tell you what. Amen. You say, I don't know if I can hardly make it. You can get the sword. Amen. There ain't nothing like that in all the world. Oh, feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Amen. I tell you, David said, did you not read what David did when him and his men were hungry? He went into the house of God. Amen. And he ate the bread that was unlawful. Those priests that gave David that bread, they lost their lives. Because when Saul found out about it, and he come investigating, and he found out they had helped David, he killed every last one of them. I'm telling you what, this bread we're eating here this morning, it cost an innocent man his very life. Hallelujah. The high priest forever. Amen. After the order of Melchizedek. Amen. You're in this house this morning. You don't think you can make it. You don't think you can survive. But I'm here to tell you, by the authority of the Son of God, you can survive. Hallelujah. And I don't understand it, Brother Robert. The rumor got out on you. You tore the meeting up Wednesday night. Got to me quick. Brother Jeff come and confirmed it in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Do you know what happens to a man or a woman when it looks like they've gone as far as they can go, and all of a sudden they feel like going on? They've had another bite of bread, that holy bread. Amen. Come on now. You know what? When it looks like against all odds, amen, that we come out victors, it's that sword. Amen. That sword that God has given us through past victories. Amen. When he moved for us, when it looked like all was lost, and he moved for us and put the sword of the enemy in our hand and destroy the enemy with his own sword. I wish somebody say amen. I know we're going through it, and I know the economy's bad, and I know the morals of our country are bad. I know the character of our leaders are bad, but I know God is good, and I know his house is good, and I know his bread is good, and I know he's going to see us through. Hallelujah. Last night I preached in Martinsville, and I believe that night, Brother Jeff, I don't know how many prayed. Did you? It's 4 or 5, wasn't it? Prayed, backsliders come and prayed. I was so happy and felt like victory. Yesterday I walked their yard and walked around that church and fretted, tried to pray and get a hold of God. I was as dead. Amen. I looked at this message and I looked at that message, and it just been 24 hours since we'd won the great victory. Amen. And now I go in and everybody's quiet. I stumbled around, amen, and tried to preach, and hurting, aching, and trying to think, and my mind go, you know how it is. And I left there, and of course I got in the car and come right on. There's a little girl that I had an appointment with, and so it was that wanting me to keep that appointment. I had to be home at midnight or turn into something. Amen. And so I made it. Praise God. But I want to tell you, I called this morning, brother, and I called really to apologize, amen, for not being any more adequate, and capable. And I said, well, how did I let the, you know, before they made the altar, amen. And he said, hey, before I could apologize, he said, hey, we had another young man saved last night at the altar. Amen. And I thought, wow, amen, God don't need a real good sermon. Amen. Come on now. I said, God didn't need a real good sermon or a real healthy preacher. Amen. All he needs, amen, is a heart that's hungry. Amen. Come on now. Amen. I know it's true. I say we need to have revival at King Mountain, where people again say, I'm down to my last leg. There's nothing else for me to do but go into the house of God and go back to the altar and be filled with the Holy Ghost and be anointed once more. We're at a desperate hour. I told Brother Steve this morning, I said, you know, before these next 3 or 4 years is over, amen, it may be we can't afford to put the lights on in this building. But I'd say it'll be full. You're all quiet. You say, what do you mean? I say a lot of time hardships drives people back to God who never fails. Amen. God can feed. Oh, yeah. That's right. You make 15, 20 bucks an hour. It ain't hard to buy groceries. That's right. You don't really need to ask the Lord for groceries, because you just thank him for giving you strength to make the money. And you just go to Walmart and you go down there and you buy the best thing they got. And you don't even hardly think about, amen, how much it cost. Amen. Unless you're an old Republican like me. Hallelujah. Amen. And you'll look at every strip and say, what in the world? That much? I have to admit, I do that sometimes. Amen. But, you know, there's come a day, amen, when we might have to get on our knees and say, Lord, amen, I fixed my last bit of meal, and I'm out of meal, and I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel. I wish somebody would say, amen. It's hard for our children, Sister Lois, to even know what I'm talking about. It is for mine. Amen. Come on now. Brother, I remember reading about a woman that scraped the bottom of the barrel. Amen. But I tell you, she kept on scraping, and she kept on scraping. And every time she scraped, amen, she got a little meal in her hand and made another cake. Amen. Come on now. Somebody say amen. I tell you, I'd rather serve God, amen, as to be a millionaire. I said, I'd rather serve God as have a 401k, amen, with 12% interest. I'd rather serve God, amen, come on now, as to be a Rothschild or a Rockefeller. I'd rather be a Christian, cause I can keep scraping the bottom of the barrel and coming out with meal, hallelujah, enough to make a cake, amen, for myself and my children, hallelujah. How many believes God's going to see us through? We may not be able to wire, I can't pronounce that name, whatever that is. Huh? But I believe God will see us through. Psalmist said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Are you desperate this morning? I am. I wish somebody this morning would have been up all night, and their wife finally got up, went in and seen them sitting at the kitchen table with their head between their hands. And she said, you didn't sleep again last night, did you? And he said, no, I didn't. How can I sleep? And all these bills need paid. And me laid off. Or me, my hours cut back. I don't know what I'm going to do. Amen. And then he looks up at her and says, I'll tell you what. You get ready. We're going to go to the house of God. I believe there's help. at the house of God. Huh? Wouldn't you love for that to happen in Buchanan County? Maybe next Sunday morning, somebody get up. Hey, man, hadn't slept all night. Got their oxygen on, gasping for breath. You didn't sleep well. No, I didn't get no sleep. I tell you what, it's the time for us to do. Let's go down to church house. Amen. And let's see if God won't meet us. And God won't help us. And God won't touch us. Amen. I wish somebody would say amen. Or it might be just to wake up and a mother go to her room and hear sobbing out of the door of her teenage daughter's room, and she goes in and she's laying across the bed. Her boyfriend's broke up with her, the fourth one. Amen. And now she's laying there feeling ugly and used and abused. Amen. And mama, what am I going to do? And mama says, honey, you get your dress on. We're going to go to the house of God. You're going to find somebody who'll love you true and will not turn their back on you and will help you. Woo, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. I tell you, we need a revival at the house of God. Eating the bread. Amen. It's holy. Hallelujah. Am I telling you right or not? Christ is the answer. It's not this building. I love this old building. I mean, you know, I wish a lot of things sometimes was bigger or better or fixed. But it's pretty enough. Huh? But I'll tell you what. Amen. I know that the building is not sacred. Rats get in it. Termites will get in it. It'll get abused. It ain't the materials in it. Brother, it's the God of heaven that honors, amen, the assembly of ourselves together. Praise God. Amen. David said, are there any bread? Is there a weapon here? There is one. I want to tell you from experience this morning, there is a weapon to be found in the house of God that surpasses every other weapon. Huh? Praise God. I'm done here. Would you stand with me while the children come on up?